same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three on this Tuesday, August 13th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Start spreading the word right now, people. Vote straight Republican ticket. No write-ins. Don't let the Democrats play games with our elections. That is the mantra. That's the thing you need to start pressing upon everybody. Vote straight Republican ticket. No write-ins. Don't let the Democrats play games with our elections. That's it. If we do that, Donald Trump wins Michigan. We take back the majority in the House. Lame duck session is going to be unbelievable of the amount of crap they're going to ram through. Again, completely eliminating parental consent when it comes to your kids. You drop them off at the school, you're done. It's over. Period. End of conversation. They can do or have your kids participate in anything they want them to do without you knowing about it. That's going to pass in the House and the Senate, and Whitmer will sign it before the end of the year. Reforms for transparency regarding charter schools. Well, the chairwoman of the Senate Education Committee, Paul Hanke, has sponsored Senate Bill 943. Requires the educational management organizations, the EMOs, that run charter schools to disclose how much it received from the public school academy, PSA, it runs. The post-audited financial statement must also share an itemized list of fees, reimbursements, or other charges they collect. If they don't comply, the PSA must send a letter to the State Board of Education and then post on its website about not complying with the standard or this guideline. Next, Senate Bill 944. Senator Rosemary Baer of Keego Harbor mandates that if an educational management organization operating a charter school has a personnel member being compensated more than $100,000 a year, the organization must submit to the school boards of directors a list detailing the individual's fringe benefits in addition to their salary. The information would become publicly viewable within 30 days of the board of directors receiving it. You have to put it on your website. Next, Senate Bill, Mary Kavanaugh, Communist Democrat from Redford. Senate Bill 945 requires charter schools, EMOs, to advertise for bids on contracts worth more than where they come up with this number. $29,572 or more. They will have to do it at least once in the local newspaper and post it for at least 2 weeks on the Department of Technology Management and Budget's website. Once a bid is accepted, the PSA Board of Directors must approve the bid at an open meeting according to the Open Meetings Act. Another one. Very liberal progressive communist Darren Calamari, Senator from Trenton, Senate Bill 946, requires that a representative of an authorizing body attend each meeting of the public school administrator's board of directors, and that a report be prepared at least twice per year on the body's oversight of the charter school. SB 946 clarifies that the report to be presented at least two board meetings annually, and that it has to be approved by a majority vote of the members to continue operations. The chairwoman, Pohinke's Senate Bill 947, would prohibit PSAs from purchasing or leasing property from an EMO that they are in agreement with or from a real estate holding company affiliated with the EMO. PSA's authorizing bodies must review a lease or purchase agreement for real property before it is entered into, and the agreement must reflect market conditions. When asked if she heard of any horror stories dealing with PSAs, Pohinke said no, because now it's a mystery. We don't know any of the information. There's no real financial transparency with these companies that run the charter schools. She says, I hope people will take the time to be fully informed on these bills and the improvements that we are going to be making. She said that they, the people, need to know this information before they decide to send their kids to these charter schools. I want to make sure that people are not making themselves millionaires off of operating charter schools. Hopefully, when the books are opened, financial transparency are leveled, the playing field, we won't see any horror stories. But the fact of the matter is, right now, we just don't know. Pohinke expects September hearings on these package of legislation will follow the State Board of Education approving a resolution back in April calling for legislation to subject charter schools to Freedom of Information Act and the Open Meetings Act. So let me get this straight. Charter schools are now obligated to follow the Freedom of Information Act, but the governor's office is not. State senators are not obligated to respond to FOIA requests. State representatives don't have to do it either, but charter schools do. You see what's happening here, folks? The teachers and the teachers' unions and their politicos, their friends, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrats in the House and the Senate, are going to ram this stuff through. Well, what does the other side think? The Mackinac Center for Public Policy criticized the resolution as the state taking aim at charter schools. Based on a publication they did back on April 24th, Mackinac Center claimed the resolution prompted false claims about the lack of charter schools' transparencies. Added that PSAs are already subjected to FOIA, although EMOs are not, due to the fact that their status is private entities. charter schools are free, public, transparent, and accountable. These bills would force families to find other options, according to President Dan Quisenberry of the Michigan Association of Public Schools. We look forward to working with the Senate to educate them on the facts, to show them the impact of these bills, and to introduce them to the families and students who they are now targeting. Kind of an interesting twist. Interesting bedfellows. So basically, they want to attack charter schools, cause as many problems for them as they can to prevent them from continuing to operate here in the state of Michigan. This is very, very, very interesting stuff. One of the other components that's very interesting about this is the money behind it. Teachers' unions, retired school teachers, current school teachers in the public schools paying their union dues are all going to the unions, folks, that are supporting the Democrats' re-elections in November. So that's why she's coming out with this announcement here on August the 13th. She wants to let them know that when they get back in session in September, they're going to start these hearings and they are going to ram these bills through. This will make the union teachers happy so that they open up their checkbooks to fund the Democrats' campaigns for November 5th. This is a strategy to help Democrats maintain the majority in the House, if they can. Well, I don't think it's going to work. I think Donald Trump's coattails and people voting straight Republican ticket, no write-ins, don't let the Democrats play games in the elections, just mark your ballot, straight Republican ticket, turn it over, fill out the rest of the ballot. If people do that, it's game over for the Democrats. Will the charter schools have to jump through more hoops? Absolutely. Absolutely they will. But guess what? It doesn't matter. Because parents are sick and tired of failing public schools. Public schools that are pushing the woke agendas. They want their kids to get back to being educated on the basics. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. They want religion taught as history. They want technical vocational training. They want their kids to get out of high school and be able to start working immediately, making good money, staying here in northern Michigan, staying in the state of Michigan. That's what the parents want. But you had to understand the strategy, what the Democrats are trying to do to keep their majority in the state house. I don't think it's going to work. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, want to remind you about investing $25, getting 100 of these cards, and giving them away to people. 100 of these cards, asking 11 people these 11 questions, you individually could impact 1,100 votes in your community, in your neighborhood, in your area. People you come in contact with at meetings, people you come in contact with at the grocery store, the gas station, co-workers, people you go to church with. Go to the website acconservatives.org, click on the donate button, donate $25. We will mail you in a padded envelope, priority mail, directly to your home, business, office, whatever you have. When you make the donation, we will ship it out to you. We will include a couple of rear window stickers and some business cards for this show, for this radio station. One side is business card for the radio station. The other side is the business card for this show. You can get us more listeners by putting the rear window sticker on the glass of your vehicle, driver's side, lower left corner. You can become a rolling billboard for us to get us more listeners. Help us grow the radio family. We'll ship all this to you for one $25 investment. You can get these cards, folks, and hand them out. You don't have to talk to 1,100 people. All you have to do is give these cards out to 100 people and ask them to talk to 11 of their friends. You're basically just handing them out. You know the best people to hand these to? The absolute best is the people that interact with the public. Give one to your barber or your beautician for your hair, for your women in the beauty shops, waitresses, waiters, the checkout girl at the local grocery store. Do you know how many people they interact with on a daily basis, ringing up their groceries, bagging up their groceries? Give them to waitresses. You go out to lunch? You go to a local restaurant? Give one to your waitress or one for each of the wait staff there and get them to talk about it with their patrons. Maybe they'll pass them out for you. Hey, give me a couple more. I'll give them to my staff workers here. We'll give them out to some of our customers. These 11 questions, folks, are not Republican or Democrat. They're American. Get them to think about 11 issues that are affecting this upcoming November 5th election. Everything about the economy. The woke agenda of our public schools, the electric vehicle mandates, every single major issue or topic, absolutely, they need to think about it before they vote in November. And if you can help us get the word out about the radio station, more people will be listening to the show. More people will be listening to the podcast. More people will be taking advantage of our great sponsors we have, their products. This is a win-win-win-win for everybody. Folks, the cost of the postage to send you these cards, the rear window stickers and the business cards alone, just the postage, is almost $5. The printing costs, the shipping costs, the handling, packaging these up and getting them ready to send out to you, the padded envelope is 75 cents. We're not making money on this, folks. This is our cost to give you this information for you to get it out there. If you don't have a rear window sticker on your vehicles right now, and you don't have any business cards for the radio station or the show, they're going to be included in the cards package. So again, go to the website, acconservativesisplural.org, donate $25. Fill out the information on the donation. You'll get a receipt so you know you made the donation. We'll get the information off of it, off the donation. We'll ship it out to you the next day. It's that simple. You've got to pass out these cards and get people to think about this election on November 5th. We started this effort back in February. That's why it says in the next 9 months, talk to 11 people about these 11 questions. Now it's crunch time. We're down to the last basically 2.5-3 months. It's time we get this out there. Tell your friends to do the same thing. acconservatives.org. If you want that link to that website, so all you have to do is click on it, just text me cards. Text me cards and I will send you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349.